This is A Walk in the Dark, a Stargate SG-1 Buffy the Vampire Slayer crossover fic, written by Tassos and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G. Dawn was pretty pissed at herself. She knew better. She'd known better for years than to go walking around after dark with no Slayer up her sleeve. It wasn't that she was afraid of the dark, of course. No way. Sister of the Slayer here. Just that she didn't want to explain to Buffy why she had torn her clothes or lost a shoe, or something equally bad like getting actually hurt. Just because she was almost 18 now didn't mean she escaped the wrath of her big sister any. And really, she hated making Buffy worry. This was the first time in weeks that she'd been careless and stayed too late at the library. Now the sun was down, and karma or Murphy was going to strike her like lightning. She just knew it, though hopefully not literally, because that would be even worse to explain. Which was why Dawn was completely unsurprised at the guy who yanked her onto a side street and told her to empty her pockets and hand over her purse, with a wicked-looking switchblade pointed at her face. That he had webbed hands, triple-lidded eyes, and poisonous spit surprised her even less. "Oh my God, you're holding me up with a knife?" she demanded, jerking her arm away. "This is my karma?" she asked the sky. The Farlow demon looked at her like she was nuts and grabbed her arm again. "Hand it over, baby, and you can go cry to your mother," he snarled, with spittle that Dawn barely dodged, twisting the knife closer to her eyes. His grip was a little too tight this time, and he was too close for a good knee to the balls, so Dawn stamped on his foot. He let go with a curse, but recovered too quickly and caught her by the hair as she turned to run. Dawn shrieked at the sudden abuse of her hair follicles and elbowed him in the gut. He slashed her upper arm in reflex, and Dawn screamed again, for the first time getting scared because he was bigger and stronger, and no matter how much she trained, she wasn't ever going to be a superhero. But damned if she wasn't going to fight. Fingernails and pressure points and never-ending jerking and fighting until she had all but one wrist free, and suddenly her attacker froze. "Is there a problem?" a deep voice intoned from the main street. Dawn shrieked, "Yes, you dimwit!" And her attacker dropped her arm and ran toward her pseudo-rescuer, knife first, and with a loogie in his throat. Dawn didn't think. She just reacted. She jumped on his back and pulled hard on his neck, toppling them both over. And then the other guy was there, dragging the Farlow off. "Don't let him spit!" Dawn shouted. The man dodged just in time, and then planted a fist in the Farlow's face. The sidewalk crackled where the loogie landed. The man, a big black guy built like a Mack truck, stared at it. "Thank you," he said gravely.
"Thank you too," said Dawn.
"My name is Murray."
"Dawn."
"And this is...
a figment of your imagination?"
Murray blinked at her, not buying it. "We must report this to the authorities."
Dawn sighed and slumped a little as the adrenaline crash hit. "Hey, could you wait till I'm gone? My sister's going to kill me if I get mixed up in something."
"I do not believe that would be wise,"
Murray countered. And hey, he wasn't all that human either by the look of things. That cap was suspiciously low on his head, and no sun needed to be blocked. But it was dark, and some people were weird like that, and she really didn't want to piss him off either.
"Look, mister, you owe me for the warning," Dawn tried instead. "And I saved you."
"I totally had him."
"I do not believe you did."
"I did too."
Marie just stared at her until Dawn huffed.
"You're not human either."
Murray blinked.
Dawn gave herself a point.
"Perhaps you should call a cab," he said.
Dawn grinned, pulled out her phone, and did just that. The end.